The Say Yes Buffalo partnership has been elevated nationally as a powerful example of how a community can come together across the private, the public, and the nonprofit sectors.
Clotilde Perez-Bodie-Dedecker is president and CEO of the Community Foundation. She appeared in New York City for the Recommitment to Kids Summit. It featured a panel discussion on supporting communities to make changes for children. Most interesting to the national partners was students of color, who are increasing graduation rates the fastest.
So they're increasing by double digits, which means we are actually closing the achievement gap in Buffalo. That was of particular interest to the partners from around the country that are very interested in understanding how we're doing this work in Buffalo, New York. That, in fact, in just the first 4 years, we have increased the high school graduation rates by 15 percentage points.
On Tuesday, the National Say Yes program announced a new initiative with America's Promise Alliance. They're creating a new institution to provide communities around the country with some similar services that Buffalo's Say Yes program already is providing.
Say Yes to Education nationally is celebrating its 30th anniversary, and America's Promise Alliance is celebrating its 20th anniversary. So George Weiss, the founder of Say Yes to Education, and Secretary Colin Powell and Mrs. Powell, who are the leaders of America's Promise, jointly announced the creation of the Weiss Institute. And this new entity will, in fact, assist communities around the country by providing technical assistance and coaching, and as well as research to help them work in the way that Say Yes has proven to be so effective.
What will be next here in Buffalo to keep this momentum going?
Well, it's to further deepen and expand the work. The partnership continues to grow. The Say Yes Buffalo partnership now counts over 200 stakeholders, including parents and unions, county government, the Buffalo Public Schools is a critical partner, the county government, and the business community. And everybody is bringing their unique resources to the table in coordinated approaches. So we are now going to deepen the work by inserting a focus on boys and young men of color to further accelerate their progress and realize their full potential in terms of the future needs of this community, and also expanding on either end of the continuum in terms of strengthening the early childhood component and strengthening the internships components in alignment with the workforce needs.
Say Yes Buffalo reaches a new milestone with the first batch of students about to graduate receiving their bachelor's degrees from colleges next month. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.